We're gonna jump into this next topic right after this.
Are you one of those people that actually like money, like me, huh? Unfortunately, traditional big wireless carriers like your money too. So if you're tired of spending hundreds on crazy high wireless bills, bogus fees, and free perks that cost you more in the long run, then a premium wireless plan from Mint Mobile for $15 a month might be right up your alley. With the money you save by switching to Mint Mobile, you can go do other things. Like if you want to go get some fast food or buy your girl something, anything. You have money left over now compared to those big wireless companies that are going to take a chunk out of your wallet. So stop overpaying for wireless just because that's how it's always been. Mint exists purely to fix that, all right? Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Bring your phone and number. Activate with eSIM in minutes, all right? And start saving immediately. No long-term contracts, no hassles. So ditch overpriced wireless and get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. I'm telling y'all, I use this, all right? And I love it, and it's saving me so much money, so you should too. If you like your money, Mint Mobile is for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/squad, S-Q-U-A-D-D. That's mintmobile.com/squad, S-Q-U-A-D-D. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months. 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan option available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
What do y'all like to do for New Year's? Do y'all like prefer to stay home or like go out or what?
I like to go out. I did something dope last year. Brandy Denise put together a murder mystery joint. Her and Kisa. That shit was fun as hell.
Wait, at like their house?
Yeah, we had a house out in Malibu, big ass house, and it was a murder mystery. So we go to different rooms, and you know, we had to assume an identity, a character, and like, you know, we was all you know playing into it, role playing, and it was dope. Yeah, it was actually one of the dopest New Year's I ever had. You know,
I want to do a murder mystery. That sounds fun.
But then what time were y'all done? Like, it was before the countdown, or
yeah, it was kind of before the countdown. Yep. So we started around 8 o'clock, you know, and we were done by the countdown. And then we did karaoke and just, you know, we were at this house.
Oh, I love that. A
bunch of guys and girls. Yeah, we were all dressed up, you know.
That's fire.
Yeah, it was
dope. That's fine.
We always, the last couple ones, we take our tribe, which is like our family, our friends that we call family. And we always get a house out in Joshua Tree, and we spend like 3-4 days out there. We hike, we manifest, we all come like with our goals for the following year. And then we sit down and talk about how each person can help that person with their goals. And everybody gets a chance to go through. I'm a homegirl, Io, she's a chef. So if I'm like, oh, quarter one, I want to do 2 weeks of working this hard. We want to film probably in March. Then she was like, okay, cool. I'll cater it. And then we just make sure she get that money. Somebody else in my tribe is a producer. So I just hire him directly to make sure he get the money. We just make sure that we all are able to help each other as efficiently as possible. So.
As of what?
Hmm?
You said as of what is possible?
Help each other as efficiently as possible.
Oh, that's not what you said.
That is taking that same tongue into the new year.
So 2025,
man. What's wrong with y'all, man? Y'all won't let a nigga be great for nothing, bro. Y'all supposed to be building y'all brother up.
I'm not letting you set up for mediocrity. You know what I'm saying? Make you do better than that.
I think there's certain words you should leave in the previous year.
Yeah.
Leave a few words behind that don't.
You shouldn't say words that are more than 3 syllables.
There you go.
Yeah. Like, you know, you'd be like, When you was a
You
kid in
ain't
school,
even
huh?
trying to hear. You gotta at least go to speech therapy something. Every year it's the same old
Maybe
tongue
you should
messing
just
up
do
the same
Duolingo,
word.
but put English.
That's wild.
How are you? How are you? Yo, you gotta do Rosetta Stone for
How
English.
much
My
for
name is T.
the hot dogs? How much for the hot dogs?
Oh, that is messed up. Tier, it's okay. You gonna get it together one of these years.
I just keep it authentically me. You know what I mean? Shit.
Nah, man.
No, we can work to better ourselves. You working to better your body, work to better your tongue. Okay. Speech is important.
How much for the
Y'all leave all of this bad energy in 2024. I don't bring none of this shit.
25. Look at you, even know where you at.
I said,
See?
y'all leave all of this in 2024.
Nah, we breaking out with us.
No, don't do
You bringing that
that.
same tongue, we bringing these same jokes.
Why are you dressed like a pink lady from Greece? Like, what's going on?
Don't like this?
Tell
I thought
me
it was
more,
nice.
tell me more.
I thought
Like the sea of a
it was nice. Tell me more, tell me more.
He dancing on the bleachers. What's
I
going on? That's what that
was
does look like, too.
gonna say it's more of a Dipset kind of vibe, you know? It's kind of Killer Cam.
Hey man, what's wrong with y'all right now? Why y'all starting like this? This is not okay, bro. Like,
This is nothing new. Don't act brand new because it's a new year.
it, I mean, I
Oh,
thought that
man.
y'all would just be different people by now, but for some
Nah.
reason.
Same old, same old.
Nah.
Very consistent.
Yeah, you get lip injections? I don't remember
Nope.
your
This
lip.
is
I
the
thought you
black
had that.
side. Money.
Yeah,
This
I don't
was the
remember you
black
having lips
side
like
coming
that.
through.
You look like you can whistle now because you used to have lips the width of Bible pages at first. I don't know how you.
No, I've always had soup coolers. Okay, don't play me. These straight from my black side.
I don't know if they
Can
soup
you
coolers,
whistle, Meg?
man.
How come no sound
We
has to come out?
don't hear that.
The sound has to come
Why
out.
you just well like
Do it
you at?
again, Meg. Do it again.
What do you mean?
Try it again because nothing came out.
Wait, you can't hear it. Hey.
Do
I can only suck in, I can't
do
blow
do
out.
do do.
Wow. Wow to hear. Wow. I'm sorry, let me whistle your theme song.
Nope, mine goes Red Robin.
Yo.
What's your theme song in your head?
It changes.
Mine is Who's That Lady? Who's That Lady,
Don't know if you're
Lovely
cool enough for that,
Lady?
Meg. That's a cool song. You can't have that one.
Yes, I can have that one. You can't tell me what to have. I can have whatever I want. Go back to your Grease Lightning soundtrack as your theme song. Tell me more, tell me more. Like, does he have a car? That's yours. That's yours. Some hot dogs, they were a blast. What's yours, Brody?
I think mine would probably be maybe
Oh,
September, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
why?
Yours be what? What is it, Ronnie?
Earth, Wind, and Fire, September. It just makes me, that
Oh,
song
okay.
always makes me feel
That makes you
good.
feel like a babby.
No, it makes me feel good,
Do
Meg. It
you
makes
remember?
Meg, it makes me feel good. Not like a bad beach. Okay. Meg's theme song is Be a Man.
Wow, Brody. I was
Yeah,
trying to be
man.
nice, but
Molula.
okay. I'll make a man out
Lou,
of
what's
you.
yours? Who the fuck
Go,
is this
go.
paging me at 5:46 in the morning? Crack of dawning. Now I'm yawning. Wipe the cold out my eyes. See
I
who
see
this
you
paging
is
me
paging me.
and why?
And why?
It's my
It's
nigga
my
Pop
nigga
from the
Pop from
barber
the
shop.
barber shop. Yeah.
That's
It
hilarious.
depends. Sometimes it's Dipset. Sometimes it's Hov.
Very New
Sometimes
York. Very New York.
Yeah, sometimes it be like Celia Cruz. It depends. It's
Was
just
the last
depends
one?
on where how I'm feeling.
Okay.
Well,
All right.
Celia Cruz,
But
sir.
lately, Glorilla.
Yeah. Bum, bum,
Let
bum,
it cook.
bum, bum, bum,
That's my
bum,
shit
bum.
too. Let it cook.
7 p.m. Friday, not by degrees.
Nah, the other one, what you know about me? Big GLONGLE. That's my shit,
I
boy.
fuck with Glow Heavy, boy. I fuck with Glow
I
Heavy.
like her.
She's got great
She's
energy.
cool. Yeah.
I like Glorilla.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, man.
So that's my
Did you know her real name is
energy.
Glory Hallelujah?
That's her real name? She could have stuck with
Is her
that.
real, but like government name.
Gloria Hallelujah.
Wow.
Wow. Real
She could have stuck.
government.
Yeah, that came out when she was dancing at the street lights, twerking on the headlights. On that first
Rewind.
video when she was
Rewind.
ripping around
What?
town in that
Will you
Altima.
get back in here? That's how you know your grandma. You was raised by your grandma. Are we still waiting for Mike?
Yeah, he says he's coming. He's starting.
See, girl, you done made. You talked about me. You gotta find a whole new blouse to
Yeah,
put
what are he
on.
gonna make a new outfit real quick? Yep. I'll
He do be like he
show
do have the style of like making his
them.
own clothes.
He
He's
does.
like
He does make his own clothes. And he's
he's a
also
cut. He got you can
yeah,
tell.
no, he
He's
makes his own clothes.
and he
He's
styles
like the
Masego
comedy Andre 3000. Like, yeah, he has really good style. I asked him, I want him to make me a pair of pants. I'm waiting on that. I'm not fashionable enough for him.
Nah, you not, man. You stick with your
Shut
Mimi
up, pink
maternity.
ladies.
You stick with your Mimi maternity and
I like to say
Mimi
mom wear.
maternity.
Thank you very much. Maternity denotes pregnant, which I am not. Okay.
I know, but it's comfortable. It's very stretchy. You good with
No, I don't do that. Not a little Old Navy
that?
here and there, a little H&M,
You
Wear your
said H&M or
maternity.
H&M? H&M.
H&M? Wow, Brody.
H&M?
I was trying to be really nice to
H&M?
you, Brody.
Man, I'm
But
sorry.
you're
I didn't
trying
want to
my
say
patience. That's
H&M.
how they would say it too. Oh, H&M.
Hey,
Oh,
yo.
it said H&M.
You thought you said H&M? That's
Right.
crazy. That's insane. All right, well, man, we about to get started, man. Shout out to our special guests. We got Brandon Brody and Mike Down should be here soon to be in the first topic. We also got Meg Scoop and Lulu Gonzalez and myself representing for the OG squad. We're gonna jump into this first topic right after
Right
this.
after this.
We're gonna jump into this next topic right after this.
Are you one of those people that actually like money? Like me, huh? Unfortunately, traditional big wireless carriers like your money too. So if you're tired of spending hundreds on crazy high wireless bills, bogus fees, and free perks that cost you more in the long run, then a premium wireless plan from Mint Mobile for $15 a month might be right up your alley. With the money you save by switching to Mint Mobile, you can go do other things. Like if you want to go get some fast food or buy your girl something, anything. You have money left over now compared to those big wireless companies that are going to take a chunk out of your wallet. So stop overpaying for wireless just because that's how it's always been. Mint exists purely to fix that, all right? Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Bring your phone and number. Activate with eSIM in minutes, all right? And start saving immediately. No long-term contracts, no hassles. So ditch overpriced wireless and get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. I'm telling y'all, I use this, all right? And I love it, and it's saving me so much money. So you should too. If you like your money, Mint Mobile is for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/squad, SQUADD. That's mintmobile.com/squad, SQUADD. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months. 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan option available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
First topic of the day, we have, would you rather be fired on December 31st or January 1st?
January 1st.
Just get it over with, just start the new year and...
Because that's an extra day of pay you gotta that's pay what I was me. Thinking. And on top of that, I think there's something that you have to do different with your taxes because you work the next year. I'm not quite sure how this works out, but I feel like there's
boring answer.
No, that's a real answer. Okay, I'm sorry, not all of us are rich like you. But I feel like there's a tax incentive here because you worked there in 2025. I just don't know what it is.
Okay.
Now, you know what? Fire me on the 31st, because that way I could party my ass off all night. Because I'm going to be mad. Because you know why? I've been fired before, and they made me come to work in the morning to tell me that they letting me go. I'm like, why didn't you tell me this yesterday when I didn't have to wait? I had to wake up at 5 in the morning for you to fire me? Like, nah, bro. This yesterday.
Yeah,
that is true. But also, if you work on the first, that's time and a half.
Nah, man, it ain't working.
Not unless they let you come in and then fire you in the first hour.
Oh. They fired me in the first hour.
Well, that's what they still got to pay me for the hour, time and a half, boy.
I put my coffee on the table and my bagel, and they was like, can we see you in the office? I was like, my bagel, though. They was like, that's the problem. You be coming in here.
Just eating, not doing no work.
Breakfast.
That's a hell of a way to kick off the new year, getting fired on the first.
That's what I was saying. That's why December 31st seems like I digest that better than like, wow, I really started my year getting fired. Like that's like ending the year, you can put it all behind you. That's last year's business. But starting the first day in the new year, you're getting bad news like that.
Remember when we got fired? It was towards the end of the year.
Yeah, it was towards the end of the year.
And we had time to recover. Like, imagine if we would have started the year.
If they started that shit, Lulu, I would have driven off into a ravine.
We were destroyed.
Yeah, yeah. Lulu just got her house. Just got the keys. And they're like, oh, by the way, we're discontinuing the show.
Your show's canceled. Like, woof. Yeah. And then we still had to go to work for the week.
Yeah, that was wild. Mm. With that in the back of our mind.
Damn. So
I would rather just tell me now. Let me get over it.
And January is already a hard month anyway because of all the holidays back-to-back in October, November, December. If you traveled anywhere, if you got any gifts, January is always that hard month to bounce back from anyway. That's why I stopped doing all that lavish Christmas shopping. Nah, we ain't doing all of that, man. Listen.
Right.
Are you guys superstitious?
Huh?
Are you superstitious?
I'm not.
I mean, like splitting the pole, you know, and
what kind of superstition?
Well, my mom is very superstitious, and she believes like whatever energy starts on the first, whatever happens on the first, is going to continue for the rest of the year.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that altogether.
Usually,
so that's why she's like, on the first, don't have no dirty clothes in the house. Like, you shouldn't be cleaning on the first, because you're going to spend your whole year cleaning all the time. Have a clean house. She's like, just do whatever you want to do all year. Think about that. Start your year off like that.
That's crazy. That's all island stuff.
That is.
It is. But it's also Southern, because my granddaddy didn't let us wash on the last day of the year. You cannot wash any clothes in a wash machine on the last day of the year.
Yeah.
Wait, why?
I don't know. He would start cursing if you did. And so I was like, I ain't finna talk to this nigga when he like this, bro. But the crazy thing to me about superstitions is like, it's too many of them for you to know all of them. So it's like, how do you believe in the ones that you do know and completely ignorant to the ones you don't know? Like, how does it
apply if you don't know.
Yeah, but like,
I feel it's like manifesting. Like whatever you put your energy into will come true. It's like manifesting. So if I put my energy into believing, man, if I'm the first, if I don't do X, Y, and Z, my whole year gonna be shitty. That energy is gonna transpire throughout the whole year for real, because it's mental. It's like, damn.
Have you heard about
washing clothes?
Not having mirrors in your bedroom.
Yeah,
I got mad mirrors in my bedroom.
Me too. What is it? Wait, what is
this supposed to mirror with
that? They say you're not supposed to be looking at yourself while you sleep or something like that. You invite demons or something like. Y'all put it in the comments if y'all ever heard that. When I was like,
I've heard that it just makes you like it keeps your energy up. Like it doesn't help you relax because you got your like your reflection bouncing off the wall.
What if you have a mirror on your ceiling?
Then freak. You probably have an OnlyFans.
Then you a freak.
Yeah. You probably got somebody with you, so you don't need to be worried about nothing.
What energy is that?
Hot girl. City girls up.
Hot girl energy.
Linking my bio energy. That's what that is.
Linking my bio.
$6.99 energy.
I like when people put in their bio, they be like, yes, I have one. And it's just a link under it. They stop saying like OnlyFans. Somebody just says, yes, I have one. Or yes, I have one of those links or something like that. I like it
because I think it's like it messes up the algorithm if you promote OnlyFans. So they found different ways to try to circumvent that, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
They said that I think TikTok's supposed to be getting banned on like the 25th of January,
19th. What? For real?
And in states?
No way.
I read it yesterday.
Get my coins.
I love me. I used to hate TikTok because I was like, man, the Chinese people is looking at my phone. But after a while, I was like, well, it doesn't really matter. There's nothing in there. And on top of that, I'm learning so much new stuff on TikTok.
I learned so much on TikTok.
So Meg, you don't want your family looking at your videos?
You don't got the plug, Meg? Tell them stall us out real quick.
Ed to Mike.
Yeah, it's saying January 19th, 2025 is when it's supposed to be banned. Oh,
man, well, I'm going to look at TikTok. I learned about
like
the
Marine Kingdom.
I learned
about the United States.
That's what they say, man.
They've been trying to for a long time.
I think in one of the states, it's already banned.
What else am I going to waste my money on, man?
Right.
I'm about to go clean up at TikTok shop.
Man, I got the little teeth whiteners. I got all type of clothes.
I got the mouth tape to sleep with at night.
You got that?
What works, though? What have y'all actually bought from TikTok that actually worked, though?
Everything.
Okay. Yeah, so recently, I just bought this pillow that you, if you're a belly sleeper, a side sleeper, or a back sleeper, it doesn't matter. It'll adjust you so that
isn't
you
that everyone?
Send me the link, Mike.
He said, if you're a back sleeper,
yeah, those are all the ways to sleep, Mike.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes if you sleep on your stomach, you're disrupting your spine.
Yeah, Tahir can never sleep on his stomach. Pigs don't sleep that way.
Wow.
They sleep on their back.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Who called you a warthog?
Pillow and fire.
It's not the hand, his hoof.
Machine.
Not his hoof, so.
But you said
they can't bend their arms.
They got a position for when you fall asleep on the subway. They got something like this.
They do, actually. You got to hold your shit like this. And they just like.
Let your body fall into itself. I didn't see the word cover, you little stupid punk.
Yeah, I got the Korean skincare. Love.
Me too.
I got the mouth tape to sleep in.
Will your mouth be open when you sleep?
Oh yeah. I drool in my sleep all the time.
Just when you're on your back or like any way you sleep.
Isn't the tape supposed to structure your mouth too? Like give you a jawline and stuff.
Yeah. 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 And then plus I have like retainers, so I sleep with my Invisalign at night. So it just helps like with my jawline and everything.
You got mad stuff on your mouth in your sleep.
Guys, retainers, mouth tape, face mask.
Dang.
Hey, you got a whole Halloween costume to go to bed, Lou. Wrong holiday, girl. And then I got my LED face mask.
You say what, Lou?
I got an LED face mask.
Oh, you got that? The little rejuvenation?
But I didn't get it from TikTok. I got it from a real place because the TikTok ones was it was real cheap, cheap. Yeah. So I got a real one. But yeah, I got my LED face mask.
Brody, you ever bought anything for TikTok shop?
You know, I realized that the thing I ordered never arrived. And I'm just remembering now. I think I got.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
Did you check your mailbox? You
look at it. I got. Yeah, I checked all the shit. I ain't seen nothing new come.
Wait, now that you mentioned it, hold on. I did just order.
Did you check the status of the delivery?
Yeah, but it's in like Chinese. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the hell it is. I don't know what street that is.
What did you order?
It was some. I think it was some mics, some lavalier mics.
Mm.
Oh.
Have y'all heard? Are those mics good or are they bad?
I had ordered one. I think off of maybe TikTok. It was one that plugged into the bottom of the phone for the receiver, and then it clipped on you. And yeah, that shit was trash.
That's not the one that everybody be holding like this, like the little one.
Not that one. It was a different one. Two of them came in a box, and then a receiver came in there. You charged the two lives with a USB-C and supposed to hold it or clip to your shirt or something like that. But the shit didn't work that well.
My homegirl bought that mic. She says it works really good. She likes it a lot. But she only does it for like voiceovers on her videos and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I noticed they only promote like what you use or what you like. So like Tahir probably got like hot dog casings and stuff. Hot dog wallet.
Hot dog casings.
Hot dog body oil. You should do that, yo. You can use it on your body or your poultry.
It's a ring camera footage of Mike getting arrested and snatched out of Joanne's fabric.
They selling mics in Joanne's fabric?
He had patterns and all types of shit falling out of his pockets.
Why are you stealing swatches, bro?
I paid him $500 to get it down, but they still put it up.
Mike, do you have a sewing machine too?
Yeah, of course.
I told you like, that.
I know he makes clothes, but I didn't know you meant like he sews them.
Nah, he's legit.
He's out there right now.
But Lulu, I got a drill too, so I ain't just got a sewing machine, okay?
What's
a
drill? I'm gonna ask you to make me some pants, Mike.
I got a drill. What you mean?
What is a drill?
Like something you use to put nails in the wall.
Oh, we get it, you a man, but you know how to sew. So can you make me some pants, man? I need some pants for the road.
Lulu wants some pants with 36 pockets so she can have switchblades, razor blades, 22s, 32s.
I love a good cargo pair pocket. Don't ever underestimate having. Listen, a bitch love pockets, okay?
Listen, y'all do. Listen, the funniest thing is when a woman is out and she realizes that her outfit has pockets like she didn't know before she left the house. And she's like, right. Oh boy, she puts it.
That's happened to me a couple times. Love I bought it. A dress and then realized it had pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Pockets are game changers. I don't know why, but they're amazing.
Yeah. I don't know why they think women don't have shit to like put up. Like the fact
they
that they
think we gonna put it in the purse.
No pockets is crazy.
Right.
Women getting pockets, men getting purses. What are we getting to now?
You know, my mom used to sew a lot of stuff growing up, and she would let me go to Walmart and pick out a pattern to like, okay, like what you want. Mm-hmm. And I would pick it out. And why it was always ugly because she wouldn't let me pick the fabric. She just would let me pick the pattern. And she had all this old fabric. And she would just take something and like, oh, you want a shirt? Okay, I'm gonna use this. That stuff was so ugly. And I remember I wore it one time to school thinking I'm like, oh yeah, like I got me a custom made shirt. I got roasted to shreds and I never wore a shirt.
You had a Gordon Gartrell, a fake Gordon Gartrell.
Because the shirt was made with the interior of a 74 Nova.
Pretty much.
It's hound's tooth and polka dots. You thought you was killing it?
You got any killing pictures? It.
No, I don't think I have, not of that shirt. I got to go look and see. And then there was, my mom made me these brown overalls. I thought I was styling. I was killing it. And I was in sixth grade. I'll never forget John Flynn called me a mud man. And I never wear that again.
Not the first and last name.
Look, you would never forget how you got roasted when you were young. Like, yo, he can't. He's like, where are you? What's that mud man? And I was just like,
It was first period too. I did like the whole day. I was like, oh my gosh. And I just saw them recently and my mom said, I was like, yo, these were really cute.
And I bet.
They were so cute.
Kids
are mean.
That Damn, that's funny as hell. I'm sorry, baby. That's hilarious. Shout out to John, man. He did a good job with that.
Okay, well, don't kill me. Make me stronger, nigga. Leave me alone.
I know. You got the back of four niggas right now, so.
You right. You right. I'm strong. I'm strong, strong. Shut up to here. Just because you lost a little weight, okay? Just because you lost a little weight.
You be acting like a bad bitch now.
Right. You just, you use your powers for evil, okay?
Got on the AKA, Jack.
I hope you get Ozempic face.
That shit happen when you ain't working out with it. I've been steady with my shit, so nah, I'm good.
What kind of workout you been doing? Going to pick up a hot dog?
Nah, but I walk up there and I'm gonna buy it, then I just turn around.
Meanwhile, 7-Eleven is downstairs in your apartment building.
No, that's why the 400 so is closed.
Just did a set of bite curls.
Bites curls.
7-Eleven stocking down.
Bite weights.
All right, so what we feeling? What's worse, getting fired on December 31st or on January 1st? What we going with?
What's worse?
Yeah, well, which would you rather happen, brother?
Oh, 31st.
31st.
I'm going first.
Okay.
I'm Mike? First.
I'm gonna say 31st.
Okay. Brody.
Say it one more time. My bad.
What's worse? I mean, no, which would you rather? Which would you rather? Getting fired on the 31st or getting fired on January 1st?
Getting fired on the 31st for sure.
Yeah, I take 31st as well. 31st has it on that one. We're going to jump into this next topic right after this. We're going to jump into this next topic right after this.
Are you one of those people that actually like money? Like me, huh? Unfortunately, traditional big wireless carriers like your money too. So if you're tired of spending hundreds on crazy high wireless bills, bogus fees, and free perks that cost you more in the long run, then a premium wireless plan from Mint Mobile for $15 a month might be right up your alley. With the money you save by switching to Mint Mobile, you can go do other things. Like if you want to go get some fast food or buy your girl something, anything. You have money left over now compared to those big wireless companies that are going to take a chunk out of your wallet. So stop overpaying for wireless just because that's how it's always been. Mint exists purely to fix that, all right? Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Bring your phone and number. Activate with eSIM in minutes, all right? And start saving immediately. No long-term contracts, no hassles. So ditch overpriced wireless and get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. I'm telling y'all, I use this, all right? And I love it, and it's saving me so much money, so you should too. If you like your money, Mint Mobile is for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/squad, S-Q-U-A-D-D. That's mintmobile.com/squad, S-Q-U-A-D-D. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months. 5 GB plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Then full price plan option available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Next topic of the day we have, would you rather be trapped on an island with unlimited supply of fresh water versus unlimited supply of food?
Water. You can't survive without water.
I could boil water.
But don't it, you still, it's just going to be salty boiled water, right?
No, nah, man.
You can boil out the impurities.
Water, it becomes drinkable.
No. You can boil ocean water?
You can boil ocean water, and you can also filter it with sand. It's going to take longer, but you can do it.
And that gets the salt out? I didn't know that.
If you use, like, I think regular, I don't know how. Don't.
I'm trying to tell y'all.
I'm not listening to you. You're not a survivalist, Lulu.
What? Watch Naked and Afraid, right? You can boil water and then you let it cool and then it becomes drinkable.
I thought they were boiling like river water, which is different.
They boil ocean water, river water.
I thought you can only drink the condensation that comes from the ocean water, like the little droplets.
It's a condensation. I don't know about that. That's what they do on Naked and Afraid. They drink the ocean water. Maybe fine.
I think you need water. You just got to have water. You could.
Just gotta
get skinny.
No, it's not. It says, I just looked at it. It says, no, it is not safe to drink ocean water, even if you boil it.
Well, them people are naked and afraid to be surviving.
Yeah, it says you can kill the bacteria and viruses, but it doesn't remove the salt and minerals present in seawater. And consuming too much salt leads to dehydration.
Remember,
as much salt as y'all intake on a daily.
Who is y'all? Not me. I don't eat salt like that. See here.
There's soy. You got salt and soy.
Damn,
no, you use soy instead of salt.
Still salty.
It's healthier.
It's still salty.
Seaweed hella salty too for your sushi.
There's coconuts on this island.
Okay.
Are there coconuts on this island? Can I get coconut water?
You can do coconut water, but you still gonna need regular water too, though.
Yeah,
I know, but I could feel like I could find water to
boil the coconut water, can't you? And then make it regular.
I would just rather have regular fresh water and then drink coconut water and coconut pulp on the side.
Yeah, but then you have no supplies. You're just going to have water? And then
he
what?
Said, or food. He said water or food.
Yeah, so it's a constant. It's an unlimited supply of fresh water or an unlimited supply of food.
You guys are not going to find food on this island that's going to sustain
why
you.
Not, girl? It's all type of little birds and animals on this island. And
man,
coconut.
What bird are you catching?
Girl, whatever. And fish. You forgetting about the fish.
Y'all act like it's just so but easy.
Is the food that we get unlimited, is it seasoned already?
No, it's going to be island food. So it's probably like if there is a small little cove with unlimited fish there that you can just easily have access to.
And it's grilled properly on a
grill. You gotta grill it, Mike.
You're still on the deserted island.
You said they just gonna be dropping
but
like.
You still have to cook it. You gotta. It's not like there.
It's not like Call of Duty. They gonna drop care packages.
Yeah, I thought that's what it is. You order some from an app, and then you get unlimited.
Oh
no,
man,
you just stranded.
Oh, you new to the wizard. You don't know how the wizard be working. He don't know to hear.
It don't work like that, Mike. It don't work like that.
Okay, so this is just island food like fish and stuff that I gotta cook myself, kill myself too.
It could be fish, it could be quail, it could be
warthogs,
boars. You know, it's gonna be island food.
Whatever island you on, whatever is like the majority that they have there.
It's a lot of work because I still gotta find seasonings.
That's what I'm saying. You could use salt. You can use the ocean water and let it dehydrate in like a plate, and then it'll leave the salt there.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that at all.
How you gonna get your salt in here? And I know not the one in your pocket that you carry with you. How you gonna get salt?
Have your salt and pepper on a keychain with you and a
on a lanyard, girl. He can take it everywhere with him.
He's like, we're safe. You got a cell phone? Yo, salt and pepper. I thought I was gonna be lost.
I would just go with the char and grill flavor, man. I wouldn't have no salt.
You're not even gonna be thinking about no seasoning at that point in time. Listen, right. I'm telling y'all, take a moment, watch Naked and Afraid. It's gonna change how y'all view being in the wilderness and everything.
I always look at that and be like, oh, I'm not gonna make it. I got one day, and I'll be like, I'm out of here.
And I let you know, they'll go like, they'll have water, yes, and then there'll be like a day they only sip a little bit. Cause they gotta save the water, and then they go get berries and shit in the forest.
See, I or think, if they I on like a good day, life.
Depending
like...
on that island has like a snake, they'll try to catch a snake. They'll try to catch fish, but it's hard. They'll be like a whole day, and they don't got no food. They're like, we ain't eating 5 days. Like,
well, I am okay with that because the islands that I'm thinking of have plenty of coconuts and bananas and mangoes.
Oh, you just on Jamaica there. You just in Jamaica, huh?
I'm in the Caribbean. The island, I'm going to the Caribbean, okay? So I'm getting all that. And then Kennep, however you want to say it. I'm getting all that papaya. Like, I know how to knock a fruit out a tree, okay?
Meg, you can't climb no tree.
You don't have to climb them to knock them out.
You think these trees are short that hold papaya and coconuts?
Girl, I'm a...
You ever seen a coconut tree?
Do you know I'm Asian and I will create a bamboo stick with a hook on the end and put it together? I can do that much.
Man. Wow.
Nah. Okay, well, then I just won't be able to have coconut that day. Guess what? I'm going to just have to keep shaking a tree every day, hoping one day one will come loose.
You think you're going to have energy? You think that water is going to sustain you to have energy?
Yes.
No. Absolutely. Watch Naked and Afraid. Y'all think this shit is easy. Watch.
No, the water part. No, because then we have exactly. The water.
And they will drink water for this girl had drank water for 4 days straight. On the fifth day, she couldn't drink no more water. She started throwing up. Her body was shutting down because she had no food. And it was like, we're going to get you food today, Melissa.
That's sad. No, because I have fasted with no food for 5 days.
She yeah, but you're anybody. Not exerting
Yeah, you're not exerting energy. Anything. Yeah,
oh,
you,
I see.
If, you, well, I'm if saying, you're doing your regular routine or even less than your regular routine, then you're not exerting the same type of energy it takes to one walk uphill or walk somewhere to retrieve the water. And you're also naked, so you're constantly hitting your body, so you're not getting good sleep. You're barefoot.
Okay, you didn't say all that now. We didn't say this was naked and afraid.
If you're on a deserted island, man, it's probably going to be some of that.
You're not going to have that either. Shoes. You just said you're on an island.
Your shoes are going to be fucked up. Like,
look, I'm thinking we on my husband's island. He's from Dominica, okay? They got a plentiful, all this stuff.
Why would there be a need for endless fresh water or endless food if we on like a highly populated island?
It's not highly populated. It's called the nature island because all this stuff like you could go get off the tree anywhere. That's what I'm saying. When I think about it like that, it's like
goddamn well we weren't talking about that. We ain't never talked about that.
I did not because you didn't say that. You said an island.
If that's the case, I'm going to Panama then. Like, I'll be all right to go over there. Like, I know how to navigate those jokes.
Meg always trying to find a little loophole. Shut up.
I wasn't trying to find a loophole. When you said that to me, it's like a Caribbean island.
We're on a deserted island. We trapped. This is like,
yes.
I got SOS spelled out in the sand with sticks for help. Like,
dude's rubbing mud on your legs. And
you don't think we in that part? Like, I'm on the raft and shit. Like,
yeah. Meg, like,
all right. On the second day, I'm going to do a mud bath and I'm going to get on the raft with the guys.
That sounds lovely. Ziplining.
Yeah, we're going to go ziplining. It's going to be a blast.
Delightful.
Oh, girl, we on a stranded
island. That's what I'm saying. How long can you go with food but no water, no fresh water?
But that's what I'm saying. You have supplements like coconut water. Okay. You can make do until you can find a way to boil some water on that island. Find a river, a lake, a waterfall, something.
And then you got to make a fire. Who can do that?
You have to do that with the water regardless.
You said what?
You're going to have to do that regardless. You have to have
no, because he said you get an endless supply of fresh water. So you don't have to do that with the fresh water.
You still going to need fire if you're on this island, Meg. What do you understand?
Okay, well, I'm saying that's hard. I don't know how to make no fire. Okay, I'm sorry. Lulu, not all of us was born with a survivalist booklet tatted on our back.
No, that's Tahir. He got the guns tatted on his back.
He got guns. He ain't going to be defending nothing when he get on that island.
You couldn't survive off of coconuts for more than maybe a couple of weeks, particularly if you drank all the coconut water from each coconut, unless you only ate and drank about half a coconut today to be safe. Otherwise, you would die of a heart attack induced by the high potassium levels in coconut water.
Here's the thing. You said we have unlimited supplies, right? That don't mean that I can't end up finding water somewhere and boiling it from the island.
Yeah, true.
I thought you said an unlimited supply of water or unlimited supply of food.
Right. That's what I said.
She's saying supplies like other items.
No, I mean
food.
Oh, no. I thought you... Okay, I'm confused. I'm sorry. My bad.
No, I mean like I can go... Look around the island to find a source to find water.
Right. She said, what she's saying, Meg, is that if she picked unlimited food, then she would have the energy to go around and potentially find a source of water. Now, it might not be unlimited, but she might be able to, like, oh, I can get my water from here, boil it, and then at least I got my food. I don't have to worry about that.
You can make some orange juice or something, or some guava juice or whatever, you know, whatever, depending on what the island got.
You still need water.
But
I've watched enough survival shows. There's always some source of water on an island that you can find.
You can find a waterfall.
You could die from a heart attack from coconut water, though. From the high.
I'm not gonna drink that much coconut water.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I be getting thirsty after a while with coconut water.
mm-hmm. I'm gonna make
I can't drink anything. I'm not. I don't really drink anything but like water. Coconut water.
You sit here thinking that you're going to sit here and survive only off of water. You know you're not going to survive.
No, but just like you can go find fresh water, you can also go find food, guys.
You're not going to kill his cousins.
You don't need, look, you can eat 3 bananas in a day and be okay. You're not, because you got to think about it. If you like living like that, you're going back to what, like caveman times when they didn't eat a lot of food. Man, to survive,
listen, ain't nowhere in the fuck hell I'm gonna survive off of 3 bananas a day.
I'm not doing that. No, absolutely not. I'm eating a warthog. I'm eating a warthog. I'm putting it on a stick. It's rotisserie. I'm rotating it like they do in the real islands. It's gonna be Lord of the Flies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, take that little fruit and put it in his mouth.
Put the little apple in the mouth. Yeah, rotisserie that hoe. Yeah, that thing's getting.
I'm going.
So what, man? You would pick the water over food, or you pick the food over water?
I'll pick the water. Because to me, water is harder to find and harder to like clean. Because especially if you're dealing with ocean water and it's literally a deserted island like that, like a small little island, it ain't no fresh water.
I watched 7 people who are like survivalists. This is what they do. They're survival. It took 7 people and 3 days to catch an alligator to eat.
Alligator.
It was this big. It took them 3 days.
Why can't they just throw a rock at it? I would have just beamed a rock through the alligator's side. I don't understand
why you don't have to have meat to survive. Right, Mike? Mike is a vegan.
No, I'm not. Almost died trying to be a vegan.
Wait, what? Why did you almost die?
I just got too skinny.
But you still gotta eat healthy. Was you not eating?
Bro, no, I'm not choosing to be vegan on a deserted island. You know what
I am.
Like, I'm not.
What kind of bougie experience you think you're going to have, yo? Right.
That's not bougie. What I'm saying is, our bodies are most proficient when we're vegan. That is 100% true. Doesn't mean we want to be vegan, but your body does perform at its best. So look, I'm going to just take this opportunity to be vegan. It's not going to be
as easy as you think it is.
I didn't think it was going to be easy. I'm saying I think it'll be harder for the water part because you don't know. You got to go find water and you have a limited amount of time to find water because you can only go... How many days are at water to here? It's only a few days. And if you don't find...
survive off of a water and whatever berries you find.
Yes, you can for a few days. Yes, you can.
You can survive off a few days with that. Why can't I survive a few days off of coconut water?
Because
he says you can survive a few weeks
with coconut water.
Experts do not know exactly how long a person can live without eating, but there are records for people surviving without food or drink between 8 and 21 days. That's how long the show is, too.
They do 21 days.
Yeah, the length depends on the person. With no food, no water, the maximum time a body can survive is thought to be around 1 week. With water only, but no food, survival time may be extended up to 2 to 3 months.
Damn.
Not doing it.
So you can really
you're not going to have the energy. Here's the thing. You're not going to have the energy to go find anything. So you're just going to wither away. Yeah, you'll be alive. But
your body. What about the water, Lula? That's what I'm saying. It applies the same thing to water because
I have. Here's the difference. To go find water.
Once I get that little thing of bananas out of the tree or the coconut out of the tree, like it don't take that much for me to open them or like, you know, or eat it. But
it's gonna take a hell lot of energy to open the
water,
coconut.
You have to boil.
Brody, let him live, Brody.
Okay, listen, you have to boil the water, which means you have to like get the
How you open said coconut?
How you open the coconut, man?
Don't you have a machete?
You do?
You got a machete? How are you starting a fire? Don't you have a fire? What do you have for starting fires?
To make a fire, you need some dry leaves. You need two sticks, and you need to get the right light. And you do the little thing, and it sparks a fire. You throw the dry leaves on the fire to keep it going. You
build the little thing.
You build rocks around the fire to contain it.
And it's a fire starter, right? So you got to even on Naked and Afraid, you get one item. So maybe your item is the fire starter.
And guess what they pick? A lot of them pick either a machete or a pot because a lot of them know how to start a fire. That's the first thing they teach you is to start a fire.
No, they be having fire starters.
Let me just say this. It says it takes about 24 hours without eating for your body to change how it produces energy. Under normal circumstances, your body breaks down food into glucose, and glucose provides energy to the body. During the first 24 hours without food, as your glucose storage is depleted, your body will begin to convert glycogen from your liver and muscles into glucose. So it starts to deplete your muscles. During the first 5 days without food, the person may lose 2.2 or 4.4 pounds of body weight each day. Most of the weight loss is related to dehydration and electrolyte imbalance. So it's definitely worse without water, but with no food, you won't have the energy to like even go out and hunt and look for anything.
What did I say?
So what is the point if you ain't drinking? I guess
exactly
my point
what
is
what I just said. Thank you, Tahir.
I'm just throwing it out there. You know what I mean?
At this point, I'm going to be boiling leaves. I'm going to be like, I'll eat that.
She's making ayahuasca.
All right, let's put it to a vote. Let's just put it to a vote.
I mean,
unlimited supply of water or unlimited supply of food on the island, deserted island. What you going with, baby?
Food.
Water.
Go watch Naked and Afraid tonight.
People be dying because they had no water.
What happened. They died because they had no food, because they didn't have the.
And if it's raining, how they going to start a fire to boil this
because
said
they
water
built
you find
shelter,
in?
Shelter, man. And they built the fire
right
inside
now.
The shelter.
You can make a fire in a cave.
Pushing
if you find a cave, you can make a fire.
What you going with?
Because there's a cave everywhere, apparently.
The food.
It's definitely going to be a cave.
What about you, Brody?
A cave.
Because I know.
Brody, what you going with? Unlimited food or unlimited water? Brody?
Unlimited food. I thought I made that clear. Unlimited food all day.
Unlimited food for me, and Meg's going with unlimited water, so the food has it on that one. We're going to jump into this last topic. Right after this. We're going to jump into this next topic right after this.
Are you one of those people that actually like money? Like me, huh? Unfortunately, traditional big wireless carriers like your money too. So if you're tired of spending hundreds on crazy high wireless bills, bogus fees, and free perks that cost you more in the long run, then a premium wireless plan from Mint Mobile for $15 a month might be right up your alley. With the money you save by switching to Mint Mobile, you can go do other things. Like if you want to go get some fast food or buy your girl something, anything. You have money left over now compared to those big wireless companies that are going to take a chunk out of your wallet. So stop overpaying for wireless just because that's how it's always been. Mint exists purely to fix that, all right? Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Bring your phone and number. Activate with eSIM in minutes, all right? And start saving immediately. No long-term contracts, no hassles. So ditch overpriced wireless and get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. I'm telling y'all, I use this, all right? And I love it, and it's saving me so much money. So you should too. If you like your money, Mint Mobile is for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/squad, S-Q-U-A-D-D. That's mintmobile.com/squad, S-Q-U-A-D-D. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months. 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Then full price plan option available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way.
Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy hitting back and forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Last topic of the day we have, would you rather spend New Year's Eve in Times Square with all of those people versus in a cabin in the hills with someone you don't like? This someone could be an ex-friend. It could be an ex-lover. It can be a family member or an old peer at the workplace that you don't fuck with, but it's just you and this person in a small cabin.
Did I Uber to Times Square?
Huh?
Did I Uber to Times Square? Or did I drive? Because if I drove,
nobody would ever
first
drive.
First of all, you can't do either of those things. You're going to have to take the train. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Like, how am I going to take the train back home? You're not going to get home till like 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. You can't leave Times Square early. You got to get there about 10, and you can't leave till at least 2:30.
You have to get there like 9, 8, 7,
ooh,
6.
Ooh.
You can't get there no 10 o'clock?
Okay, yeah, well, nine to 3.
It'd be packed from in Times Square from like the afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh. People come and set up shop there, and they sit down and they want a good spot because they want to be able to see the ball drop.
That's exactly why I would be in that cabinet with this person I don't like, with my headphones on until the batteries run out.
But you gotta be in the same room with them. Headphones ain't gonna do nothing,
huh?
You gotta be in the same room with them.
You gotta be in the same room. I mean, this is a cabin, so it's probably like, you know, just one whole space,
like the loft,
beds over to the side type thing.
You don't think you want to kill them? You hate them. You hate them.
I ain't got to kill them, but I also don't have to talk to them. But I also would like the ability to go off to a corner by myself and not be like just feeling like a sardine. And like to be that crowded outside is insane to me. Like if we're in a concert inside of a venue, okay, shoulder to shoulder. But we outside. All of those different smells. There is no quick exit. My anxiety would be through the fucking roof.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm trapped. You're fucking trapped.
Where do you pee at out there?
They got porta potties, but they got the restaurant.
You got to buy some.
You just hit a little alley, yo. You can just hit
ain't
a
no
look.
Alleys.
You're not a girl. There. We can't just hit an alley.
That's why my
arms are so easy. I'm a couple of alleys in Times
Square. I'm saying, but like, it's not the same. Cause they ain't a coochie all out in front of all these weirdos.
Ain't no
seen coochie before. That ain't you. Ain't got the best coochie, new coochie, first coochie ever.
You don't know what kind of coochie I got.
If you said the best coochie, new coochie, first coochie.
and here's another thing y'all didn't factor in. It's cold out there in the winter.
Oh yeah.
It's so cold, and then we be out there for hours shivering.
Ron John's. Hat, scarf, glove.
It just looks miserable to me. How it y'all is. Just standing there?
I didn't spend New Year's with somebody that. I hate before. It ain't nothing new.
Right.
That's easy.
That's easy.
Ugh.
I can't. Nah, yeah.
Shit, have you ever done New
Year's
new...
with somebody I didn't like before? And I would still take the car over Times Square. We could be on a motorcycle together and I don't like you, and I would take that over being.
No, you can't. How are you gonna fit on a motorcycle with somebody?
That joke would have hit 4 months ago, man. You can't fuck with me right now.
No, your hips still big. What happened? Why your hips still big?
My hips went down, baby. I'm a 34.
A 34 times 5. We know it's okay.
Now I couldn't do Times Square. Like you say, the bathroom, the temperature, and don't let it start like snowing or something too.
It's just too cold. Bro. It's just way too cold.
Lou, have you ever done it?
Mm-mm, I wasn't allowed.
I've done it. It was terrible, but I'd rather be there than with someone I hate for that New Year's, yo.
Because I always knew what the weather was. I'm like, am I going to stand out there in the cold? I'm going to watch this from my home.
But you just stood out there. How many hours was you out there, Brody?
I was out there at least 6 hours.
That's OD.
Did you have a chair?
Nah, I didn't have a chair. We went to some Kappa thing too. I remember we went to some step show. So it was like, no, we did the ball drop and went somewhere else.
They were strolling through the New York
I'm strolling for New Year's.
They would have been so confused. All them white people like, what is going on? They out here trying to attack us.
They got the canes on. They think that they were Santa Claus and shit because they got the canes in
real. Wait, and you drove out there?
No, nah, we took the Chinatown bus.
Oh, hilarious.
Very efficient. That Chinatown bus be moving.
That Chinatown bus is efficient.
That Chinatown bus was a lifesaver.
Pay $10.
Man.
DC to Chinatown, New York.
They go through some streets I ain't never seen in my life.
I used to pay $50 from New York to Virginia.
Yeah, that must be up north thing.
Yeah, it's up north East Coast thing.
It's the best. And it's so... The Chinatown, the funny thing about the Chinatown bus, it always gets you there, but you're always nervous it might not work because you even go in, they might not speak English to you. You tell them, I go to New York, they say, and then they print you. Then they used to write out a ticket for me sometimes with Chinese characters. And then I was supposed to wait for this bus to hopefully arrive at 6:38 p.m., not 6:37, not 6:39, 6:38 p.m., or whatever I'm leaving. It was a specific time. And I showed them this. I was like, this means that I paid you. They're going to believe this. And every time, worked fantastically.
Yeah. Perfect. And it was never at a real location.
It was never a real location. It's on the side of some shut down
depot.
We
used to catch us at the Greyhound station, like in on 34, but it was like a street away from it.
Away from that. Yeah.
Like away from Penn Station.
The right. Official people would be going into the Greyhound or the Mega Bus.
Yeah. You gotta go to the other bus, street.
It's like, it's almost like, remember when a nigga bought the Gremlin in Gremlins? It's like some secret alley. Like, come this way. The Chinatown bus is over here.
How cheap was this bus if the Greyhound is the first class version?
Man, that's what I'm saying. For me, like if I was to do a round trip from New York to Virginia, it'd be like $85 or $100, right? On the China bus, it'd be $50 round trip.
Yep. And it was, and Brody, right, it's $10. It was like, what'd you say?
What was that other bus that we were taking for a couple years? They just went bankrupt.
That blue and yellow bus, yeah, right?
With the little man on the side.
That's Mega Bus.
Yeah, I caught some crazy trips off the Mega Bus, and I was in an accident on a Mega Bus coming back from Vegas too.
What?
Damn.
Did they used to go to, like, the Bay?
I never took
it. Oh, yeah, it did. Yep. Because my homegirl,
I took it to Vegas and I took a Mega Bus from New York to Philly one time.
Yeah, I feel like they go to the Bay.
I took the Mega Bus, what was this, from Jersey. Wait, not Philly all the way over to New York, actually. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the Chinatown bus, you right, because I used to get on in Queens and make it all the way to, like, sometimes where in Manhattan for $10 on that Chinese bus.
I'm telling you, they take you from one Chinatown
and the streets, the streets that go down, I've never seen. And I was like, did they just construct these streets for the China bus? Because
that's what I'm saying.
Lou, they used to have a Jamaican van too. Then the dollar van.
Oh, that's the dollar van. The dollar van was my heart and soul,
that
man.
Shit was
and then they had inflation, and then it was like $2. I was like, nah, bro, this the dollar van. We not the $2 van.
Bro,
wait, where did it take you?
That didn't have like, no
it takes
seat
you,
belts.
It runs the same as a bus route.
Yeah.
So in the morning when I would go to work, if I missed the bus, I know a dollar van coming right behind it. But that's the thing, they illegal. Sometimes police might stop them. They get in mad accidents. People be yelling at the driver, driver, this is my stop. Like, damn, bro.
Nigga, and they be driving that motherfucker like it's a Mustang. Like, you ain't got 12 passengers behind you, nigga. They hitting that motherfucker. I'm like, bro, I need to drive with two hands. Them niggas hitting that bitch like
that. If I'm late and you hop in a pack, like, it's, my stop would always be full. So if I hop in the dollar van and it's packed, I already know he doing 80 because he going to take us right to the train station. He not stopping. Everybody going to he doing like 80 on a residential. Like, for real. Like, I loved it. I'm late for work anyway. Go ahead, bro. Yeah.
Hilarious.
That shit was not safe ever.
No.
That dollar fan.
But they didn't give a fuck. They were set up like in Queens, they were set up on Jamaica Ave right across from the bus line. So you could take the Q5 bus or you could take the Q5 dollar van. And I'm like, yo, I'm at the dollar van, yo.
And it'd be Q5 written on the side of that thing.
No, it's a dude standing outside. Q5, Q5, Q5. Jamaica, Q5. Like, oh, you stopping at Roselle? Like, all right, cool. Let me get for it.
I hate how the people at the train stations, like the big stations, like what is it? What's the big one in Manhattan?
Penn Station.
And it's another one when you leave in the airport, like all of those stations, like the people that are there, they're set up, their position is to help tourists find where they're going. You ask them something and they suck their teeth and look at you like you already supposed to know. It's like, nigga, I'm not from, nigga, take your stupid ass down the escalator. You want to get on the LIRR and then you go four stop up, dickhead. You be like, nigga, I don't know this. Like, why are you talking to me?
You know how to read the subway map. And now,
bro, it's so disrespectful. They have no
patience. But just read the map.
Nigga, here's the thing. I can read the map, but there are four fucking trains that take that same line. I need to be on this specific one because one of them is an express train, so it's going to skip six fucking stops. And I don't
know. It says it on a schedule, you dumb. It says it on there.
So whatever your stop is, you look to see where it correlates with whatever color and number, and then you hop on that joint.
I'm asking questions because I need to know for sure.
Yeah, and it's hard to fucking remember where you're going after you just saw a breakdance show inside your train car, you know? It's a little hard to keep up when niggas are swinging around the pole to fucking...
You need to focus, man. That's your problem. That's how you get pickpocketed.
Fucking Ringlam and Barley on the fucking train right now.
They're Subway. Like, come on,
and it's always some little preteen. Hello, my name is Johnny Johnson, and we are selling candy for our football team. Please help us out if you can. $5 for the crispy, $2 for the
we're trying to get football helmets for our basketball team.
If they could figure out how to do like a mobile oven to keep the pieces warm and they was hopping on the train selling dollar slices, nigga, I
would have cleaned you out. Yeah, you cleaned you out.
My favorite was on the J train.
Take my wallet too. You can have everything.
This dude, he used to dress up. It'd be a dude, and he'd have like a fake horse, and then he'd come through the train, and he'd be like, "Whoa!"
Yo, it's crazy people on the train. I love New York train.
Yo, there used to be this every day on the E train. There was a chick who used to come through with her daughter, and she would hand like if you was like on your like sleeping or whatever, she would put it on you. You wake up and it's a little sign that says, "I'm deaf. Can you please contribute?" And I'm like, man, you don't take this shit off of me, man.
What?
You're not deaf. I know the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time she would walk away, I'm like, miss, how you turn around and you hear me?
Oh, yeah, how you know? Miss,
and you saying you deaf. I know the game, man. All
right, well, let's put it to a vote, man. Y'all doing New Year's Eve in Times Square, or are you doing it in the cabin with somebody you don't like?
With all that said, Times Square. Still.
Cabin.
You a wild nigga, Brody.
You going cabin. Back to the danger zone?
Yeah.
Danger zone. I'm doing the cabin. I'll take the cabin all fucking day, any day.
What you doing, Mike?
Cabin. I'll pass out in Times Square for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's too cold for Jamaicans.
My knees, my back ain't the same no more. Yeah.
You can't wear your mesh.
All that twerking. All that twerking in 08.
It came back.
You can't do this move in the cold. You can't do.
That's exactly what I want to do. It's exactly what I want
to do. All right. Well, listen, man. Looks like the cabin has it on that one, man. I want to thank you guys and wish you a happy holidays. Happy New Year to you. From all of us at Squadcast, ooh. Shout out to our special guest today. We got Brandon Brody. We got Mike Dam. I'm to hear more with the OG Squad with Meg Scoop and Lulu Gonzalez. We'll see you guys next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Happy New Year.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.